Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is marvelous, magnificent Monday, August 10th, 2015. It is another great day to be alive. This is Paul Hutchings dialing in from beautiful Southeast Idaho. Excited, very excited to be on the line with each of you. Grateful that you made a decision to pick up the phone and dial into this call today, because I believe as we pour our collective intention and energy and heart and soul and enthusiasm together into this call today, right now, the call that we're on today, we can make this a powerful call for one another. We can make this a powerful mastermind. We can lift the people on this call. We can inspire the people on this call. We can cause the people on this call to reach down and find something that they didn't know that they had down inside their soul and bring it out and step forward into the world with more power, with more energy, with more enthusiasm, with more belief in what's possible for them. And I believe that through that act of causing people to reach down and bring the seeds on the inside out into trees on the outside, I believe that makes the world a better place. Not only do we impact each person individually, not only do we impact their family, but we make the world a better place because we cause lights to shine a little bit brighter so that the people around them, the people within their influence, can feel that light, can see that light, and can be impacted by that light, can be inspired by that light, to stand up and do things in the world, to have a dream, to realize that, hey, listen, like, who was it that said, I don't remember, someone said, life is not a practice session, like, this is the real thing, right? This is the real thing, and we've only got so much time here on this planet, and I think it is sad that so many people make a decision to not go for their dreams. So many people make a decision to settle, to just kind of look around and say, hey, I'm just going to take whatever life gives me. I'm going to just cower down to circumstances. I'm gonna use excuses to give me reasons as to why, you know, I'm not getting everything that I want in life. But you know what, on this call, we believe in something different. We believe that we do have the power inside ourselves to bring our dreams into reality. We believe that we have the power to dream. We believe, maybe some of us, that our dreams were planted inside our soul by maybe a divine source. I have a tendency to believe that. You know, I mentioned on the call a few weeks ago, my mentor says that he believes that the universe sort of has a divine order to it, and that all of us have a seed of a dream planted inside of ourselves, and when we're living according to that seed, when we're nourishing it, when we're cultivating it, when we're taking action in our lives that are bringing that seed out, that dream, we're happy. And when we're not doing that, we're not as happy as we could be. That's the belief my mentor has. You know what? I like it. It makes sense to me. Seems like I've had this dream of freedom inside myself for quite a long time. Seems like I've had this dream of lifting others and inspiring others and helping them to dream and nourish and cultivate the seeds inside of themselves. So, guys, I believe that we on this call, we're special people, not because we're better than anyone else. I believe we're special because we made a decision today to get around a group of people and to get around some information that can lift and inspire just by dialing into this call. I believe the fact that we're on this call means that we are on a great path And I salute you for that, and I ask you, I extend my hands out through the phone, and I say, please help me today make this call the best call that we can make it. Be present today on this call. Please reach down inside yourself and share the best of what you've got in the mastermind portion of the call, because who knows? There may be someone on the call today whose life is depending upon getting the information that we're supposed to bring out today. I know that's happened several times in the past. I've had people reach out and say, if it wasn't for that call, if it wasn't for that Think and Grow Rich call, if it wasn't for those people, if it wasn't for that energy that I felt that kind of grabbed me out of my state of lethargy, is that the right word? My state of depression, I've actually had several people tell me they were considering not living on this planet any longer. And then they came into the influence of this community, and they made new and more powerful decisions for themselves and their lives. They made powerful decisions. They realized that they were put here on this planet for a purpose. They realized that they had the power inside of themselves to lift themselves up and choose to be happy and choose to have a vision and choose to take action and choose to be a positive force and an example in the world. And I just think that's powerful, don't you guys? That we have had that effect on several people in our journey since we've been doing this call over the last few years. So who knows what effect we're going to have on different souls who are on the call today. But I do know if we choose to make it a positive one, it can be. So guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for being people of power. And if you're ready to help me make this call maybe one of the best we've ever been on, if you're ready to help me make this call a life-changing one for yourself, then the people who are here, I want to hear you scream into the line on this magnificent, marvelous Monday as I unmute the phones right now. I love that so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your dedication. I am excited about the messages we're going to cover this morning. So just, I want to share just a quick message, and then we'll get into our major definite purpose and self-confidence formula, because what I'm going to share has to do with our definite purpose and our self-confidence formula, and then we'll get into our scheduled study for the day. And if you're new to the call, right now we're studying the science of getting rich. We're in chapter 12, and you can grab that on our website, growrichaudios.com. If you're new to the call, in the free download section, but I wanted to share just a quick message. I was thinking this morning, and guys, oh man, hopefully you guys have been up today. Hopefully you've been seeing your vision. Hopefully you've been talking to yourself in powerful ways. That's what I've been doing this morning. I went to the gym, and then after the gym, I was out shooting a video, and I was just talking and speaking and lifting myself, and we got to do that. And that, you know, the message that I wanted to share with you guys is I was just thinking about my vision, and some of you know, some of you may not know, my vision. My vision is represented in a symbol. And if you go to our website at growrichaudios.com, you'll see at the top of the website, there's this oak tree. And this oak tree has all of these dollar signs as leaves, and that represents prosperity, because I believe that we're meant to be prosperous. I believe being prosperous is a good thing. I believe having income means that we are providing value in the marketplace. So what does that mean? It just means that we're serving the people around us. It means we're lifting people. It means we're offering products and services that are enriching people's lives. So I believe we're meant to be prosperous, and that's what those dollar symbols are for. The oak tree also represents, to me, a lot more than money. It represents bringing the seed of what's on the inside of people out into their destiny, and I call that the destiny tree. I believe that we've all got a tree inside that's meant to be growing out into reality, so it represents growing people. It represents believing in people, because when I look at that tree, I remember that whenever I look at people, myself included, I'm seeing a seed, because we've all got a tree. We're all in the process of growth, right? None of us is where we're going to be 3 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. We've got a tree that's coming out. And so when I look around the people, I look at the people around me and I see seeds, that helps me to believe in them. It helps me to believe in what's possible for them. So that tree represents that as well. It represents my vision of eventually freeing 100 families a year, because I believe people should be free if they're willing to learn what they need to learn, take the action they need to take, right? I believe if people are willing to do that, then they should be free. So my vision eventually is to free 100 families a year. And it also represents, and here comes the point that I wanted to share, it also represents, as we're growing into the tree that maybe we're destined to be, it represents planting our tree, planting ourselves, planting our souls in the rich, fertile soil of truth and law and principle. And so when I look at that tree, I think to myself, you know, what is it going to take to cause this tree to grow? To me, it's planting ourselves in the rich, fertile soil of truth. And what are some of those truths, right? I'm not going to be arrogant and say I know all of them, but gosh, it sure seems like we've been exposed to some. Root number one, when we look at that tree and we say, okay, what is root number one? It's definite purpose. We learn this from Dr. Napoleon Hill. We learn it from anyone who ever talks about success. Root number one is know what you want. Know what you want. Know exactly what you want. You know how many people out there in the world have no clue what they want? They're just taking whatever life hands them. They're taking the easy route. They're saying, well, what would be easy for me to do? Instead of saying, no, forget easy. Forget the path of least resistance. What do I want? And what if it might be true that I can get what I want? What if it might be true that if I actually set a goal that would be really important to me, like earning a certain amount of income that would free myself from having to be a slave to someone else, what if I could do it? That's root number one, definite purpose. What's root number two? And this leads into what we're going to do here in a moment, which is the definite purpose self-confidence formula. Well, root number two of that destiny tree is law of success number two, which is self-confidence. We've got to believe in ourselves. You know what? It's a process, guys. None of us ever starts out in business fully confident, with full faith, knowing that we can do everything we set our minds to do. It's a process, and many of us have had a different journey, right? Some of us come to this growth stuff, and we've got a lot of baggage. We've maybe got a lot of lack of belief. We've got a lot of things that have happened to us in our past that have contributed not to great self-confidence, and so we've got to learn how to believe. And so what I wanted to do real quick is I wanted to share with you four tips for learning how to believe in yourself on an even deeper level, and then we're going to get into our regularly scheduled call. So four tips, as I was thinking about this, how do we develop belief in ourselves? Well, tip number one is we've got to visualize ourselves not as we are now, but as we intend to become in the future. I'll never forget reading a book called Psycho-Cybernetics. It was my first few years in the home business profession, and I started reading this book, and I didn't just read it. I read this book over and over and over, because I felt that it had truth in it, and I felt that it was a book that I could plant my roots in, and I felt that it was a book that deserved to be studied and practiced. So I remember going to these family reunions every year, and I'm sitting there, you know, by the campfire in the tent, and then during the day, and I'm reading this book, and I'm thinking about it. And one of the things that Maxwell Maltz teaches, he says, you've got to visualize yourself as you intend to become every day. So I remember working on this picture. I was in this network marketing company, and I remember visualizing every day myself on stage, every day myself on stage, every day walking up and getting this award. And I'll never forget the event that I went to down in Salt Lake City. It wasn't one of my first. I think it was around 2009 or so, or 2008, somewhere around there. And I remember sitting in the audience after visualizing for 90 days myself on stage, and I remember my name being called, and I got brought up to the stage, and I was given the Swing for the Fences Award, and I was given this little wooden bat, and I had a moment on stage. And I remember going back and sitting in the audience thinking, wow, this really works. Visualizing myself as I intend to become has somehow caused me to increase my confidence, has somehow caused me to go to tip number two, which is take action. action. That's tip number two to increasing our self-confidence. We got to take action every single day. And I want to share a quote with you guys that comes from a movie called Shenandoah. And the quote says, and I share this with my kids, and I try to help my kids remember this, if we don't try, then we don't do, and if we don't do, then why are we here? Isn't that a great question? If we are not doing in the world, if we're not taking action, if we're not getting things done, why are we here? Why are we here? Right? It seems like we're here to get stuff done. We're here to do things. We're here to connect with people, inspire people, lift people, set goals, get out there, take action, and make them happen. So that's tip number two to increasing self-confidence. We have to take action. And I want to share another quote with you guys along this line. Jim Rohn said, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. And he said, it's not that I don't believe in affirmation. I do believe in affirmation. But you've got to have the discipline to support it. Otherwise, you're deluding yourself, right? If you're just saying every day, I take so much action, I do this and that, and then you don't do it, you're deluding yourself, right? We got to have the action to go along with it. So, step number one, visualize yourself as you intend to become. Have a picture of who you're becoming. Have a picture of your powerful self. Have a picture of your healthy self. Have a picture of yourself on stage or whatever it is that you intend to do. Have that picture. Step number two, take action every single day. Step number three, educate yourself. Get on conference calls like the one you're on now. Read books. Listen to audios. Invest in your education. Chris from Atlanta, one of our valued Think Encourage family members, his dad said, Chris, when you empty your wallet to feed your head, in time, your head will feed your wallet instead. Fully self-confident people are self-educated because when you read books, when you listen to audios, you start to learn things on a deep level. You become confident in fundamental truths like the laws of success. And when opinions come floating by and someone gets on a video that's trying to delude you or speak not the truth to you, you are confident because you've done your research, you've done your homework, you recognize that what that person is saying is out of alignment with the truth because you know, because you've taken the time to do the research. And what does that do? It makes you confident. If you've read one more book than the next guy or gal, you're maybe a little bit more confident. If you listen to one more audio, if you've taken a little bit more action, aren't you naturally going to be a little bit more self-confident? You're going to know on a little bit deeper level. So that's step number three, educate yourself. And then step number four is affirmation. We do have to speak life into ourselves. We do have to speak vision into ourselves. You know, Jim Rohn said, the problem, he says, you know, someone said, he was at an event one time, and someone says, he says, Jim, are you one of these American motivators? He was speaking overseas, and he says, no. He says, I'm a businessman, and I share powerful ideas with people. He says, the truth is, I can't motivate people. He says motivation's got to come from the inside. If you think about the word motivation, what's the first part of the word? Motive. You have to have your own motive. I can't give you a motive. No one can give you a motive. You have to have that motive on the inside. You've got to know what it is that you want. And so when we talk about this affirmation stuff, we do have to speak to ourselves what we want. Jim Rohn said, he says the problem with waiting for someone else to motivate you, to come along and motivate you, is he says, what if they don't show up? What if that person never shows up? You're sitting around waiting for someone to come pump you up and lift you up. What if that person doesn't show up? We have to be the ones. So we do have to speak words into ourselves that will lift us and cause us to take action. We do have to speak words into ourselves that will remind us why we're getting on a conference call, why we're getting up in the morning with passion and enthusiasm and stepping forward confidently into the world. We've got to speak those words into ourselves, and that is called affirmation. And Dr. Hill has been thorough in teaching us about affirmation. In fact, he gave us a formula called the self confidence formula, which just so happens to include visualization and taking action. Isn't that a coincidence? So the four tips I've shared with you today, education, visualization, taking action, and affirmation, that self-confidence formula includes at least three of the four. So it's why we go through that every day on this call. It's why it's powerful. It's why we encourage people to memorize it and go through it, because again, it covers root number one, definite purpose, and root number two, self-confidence, which again, as we plant these roots down deep in the earth, my friends, I believe that each of us are going to grow into the destiny tree that we have on the inside of our hearts. We plant our roots in fertile soil. And that's why what we do on this call. So with that, let's go ahead and go through our definite purpose self-confidence formula and plant that root number two down even deeper. If you have that ready for us, I would love for you to come out and lead us through that. Let me get the lines in the proper mode. One moment.
There's a lot more.
Star 6, who has that ready? Come on out.
From New York.
Hey, who's, is that Jesse?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How can I not be more inspired and exhilarated from that total introduction? My goodness, what a way to start our call, Paul. Thank you so much. And
thank
let
you.
Me get started then. It was just a fabulous way to get moving. I am so pumped up right now. Okay, make your definite purpose. By the first day of 2015, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe that I will have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now waiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this, and I will follow that plan when it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards
so the attainment.
And I here and now promise.
Oh, sorry. Just one second.
Unmuted.
Star 6, come on out.
I'm out.
Oh, perfect. Sorry about that. Continue on.
Thanks. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use, and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. the Hill's Prayer, O Divine Providence, I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom, with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my own mind to whatever ends I might desire. Amen.
Amen, Jesse from New York. You did such a great job. I believe in you so much, my friend. Thank you for doing it. And hey, guys, if you believe in Jesse, let's let her know as I mute the line. You guys are awesome. Hey, quick thought before we jump into our study. I was at this event last week, and one of the speakers shared a line that is really powerful as it relates to believing in people. And what they said was, perception is projection. Perception is projection. So when we think about believing in people, if we believe in people on the inside, what are we going to project out into them and into the world, and what is their reception going to be? If we're talking to someone and we believe in them, we're literally projecting that, and they're going to feel that, versus, you know, the opposite. If we don't believe in people, we're going to be projecting that onto them as well. So it's really important that we do that, and that's one of the reasons that we practice that every day by telling the people who lead us through that that we do believe in them. Really powerful. That'll have a transformative effect on all of our businesses as we continue to do that. So, guys, let's get into our study. We're in Chapter 12 of Fish in Action by Wallace Wattles, and here's what he says. He says, you must use your thought as directed in previous chapters and begin to do what you can do where you are, and you must do all that you can do where you are. You can advance only by being larger than your present place, and no one is large place who leaves undone any of the work pertaining to that place. The world is advanced only by those who more than fill their present places. If no one quite filled his present place, you can see that there must be a going back in everything. Those who do not quite fill their present places are dead weight upon society, government, commerce, and industry. They must be carried along by others at a great expense. The progress of the world is slowed only by those who do not fill the places they are holding. They belong to a former age, and their tendency is toward degeneration. No society could advance if everyone was smaller than his place. Social evolution is guided by the law of physical and mental evolution. In the animal world, evolution is caused by excess life. When an organism has more life than can be expressed in the functions of its own plane, it develops the organs of a higher plane, and a new species is originated. There never would have been new species had there not been organisms which more than filled their present places. This law is exactly the same for you. Your getting rich depends upon your applying this principle to your own affairs. Every day is either a successful day or a day of failure. And it is the successful days which get you what you want. If every day is a failure, you can never get rich. While if every day is a success, you cannot fail to get rich. If there is something that may be done today and you do not do it, you have failed insofar as that thing is concerned, and the consequences may be more disastrous than you imagine. You cannot foresee the results of even the most trivial act. You do not know the workings of all the forces that have been set moving in your behalf. Much may be depending upon your doing some simple act, and it may be the very thing which is to open the door of opportunity to very great possibilities. You can never know all the combinations which supreme intelligence is making for you in the world of things and of human affairs. Your neglect or failure to do some small thing may cause a long delay in getting what you want. Do every day all that can be done that day. There is, however, a limitation or qualification of the above that you must take into account. You are not to overwork, nor to rush blindly into your business in the effort to do the greatest possible number of things in the shortest possible of time. You are not to try to do tomorrow's work today, nor to do a week's work in a day. It is really not the number of things you do, but the efficiency of each separate action that counts. Every act is, in itself, either a success or a failure. Every act is, in itself, either effective and efficient or ineffective and inefficient. Every inefficient act is a failure. And if you spend your life in doing inefficient acts, your whole life will be a failure. The more things you do, the worse for you if all your acts are inefficient ones. On the other hand, every efficient act is a success in itself. And if every act of your life is an efficient one, your whole life must be a success. The cause of failure is doing too many things in an inefficient manner and not doing enough things in an efficient manner. You will see that it is a self-evident proposition that if you do not do any inefficient acts, and if you do a sufficient number of efficient acts, you will become rich. If now it is possible for you to make each act an efficient one, you see again that the getting of riches is reduced to an exact science like mathematics. The matter turns then on the question of whether you can make each separate act a success in itself. And this you can certainly do. You can make each act a success because all power is working with you and all power cannot fail. Power is at your service, and to make each act efficient, you have only to put power into it. And real quick, guys, I want to insert a thought on this question. If someone else can make the things they do efficient, can we? And I want to share this line from you that I got on a conference call one time from a great leader in the home business profession, a gal by the name of Erica. She said, "Possible in the world, possible for me, it's just a question of how." So if someone else is doing efficient acts and making money and having success, then it's possible in the world, and that means it's possible for us. It's just a question of how. Continuing on, every action is either strong or weak, and when every action is strong, you are acting in a certain way which will make you rich. Every act can be made strong and efficient by holding your vision while you are doing it and putting the whole power of your faith and purpose into it. It is at this point that the people who separate mental power from personal action fail. They use the power of the mind in one place and at one time, and they act in another way in another place and at another time. So their acts are not successful in themselves. Too many of them are inefficient. But if all power goes into every act, no matter how commonplace, every act will be a success in itself. And since it is the nature of things that every success opens the way to other successes, your progress toward what you want and the progress of what you want toward you will become increasingly rapid. Do every day all that you can do that day, and do each act in an efficient manner. In saying that you must hold your vision while you are doing each act, however trivial or commonplace, I do not mean to say that it is necessary at all times to see the vision distinctly to its smallest details. It should be the work of your leisure hours to use your imagination on the details of your vision and to contemplate them until they are firmly fixed upon memory. If you wish speedy results, spend practically all your spare time in this practice. By continuous contemplation, you will get the picture of what you want, even to the smallest details, so firmly fixed upon your mind and so completely transferred to the mind of formless substance that in your working hours, you need only to mentally refer to the picture to stimulate your faith and purpose and cause your best effort to be put forth. Contemplate your picture in your leisure hours until your consciousness is so full of it that you can grasp it instantly. You will become so enthused with its bright promises that the mere thought of it will call forth the strongest energies of your whole being. Let us again repeat our syllabus, and by slightly changing the closing statements, bring it to the point we have now reached. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in the substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. In order to do this, a person must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. He must form a clear mental picture of the things he wants and must do with faith and purpose all that can be done each day, doing each separate thing in an efficient manner. So, my friends, there we have Chapter 12, Efficient Action. Excited to hear your thoughts. Let's just jump straight away into the mastermind portion of the call. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless the leaders are part of the call. Brevity and relevance, always appreciated in your comments. And I will share one thought with you guys before, just to kind of kick off the mastermind portion of the call. You know, I was thinking this morning, as I was in the gym and, you know, my vision and things that I want to do and accomplish, and the thought came to me, all I have to do is master myself. That's it. All I have to do is master myself. We've all got the same amount of time every day. I can't have more time than another person. So all I have to do is master myself in that time. I remember watching this program on time management, and this quote they shared stuck with me. They said, "You cannot manage time. You can only manage yourself in time." So with the thought of this efficient action, literally all we have to do, my friends, is learn how to manage ourselves in the time that we have to do the most efficient action we can and hold to the vision of that which we want, and it seems like that's the secret. So all we have to do is master ourselves. It kind of makes you laugh, right? That's it? That's all I got to do? I just got to master myself? Seems like a monumental task, right? But it's a task worth going for, right? To master ourselves. To master ourselves. So I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Let's jump into it. 1 second, guys. Star Sex, come on out. Who's first?
Hi.
Oh, hey, who's that?
Carrie.
Sherry? Hey, Sherry.
No, Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. This is Carrie Hansen.
No, it's Carrie Moore from Arkansas. This is my first time. This is my first time coming, and I'm trying to break a fear of mine. And I just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Well, awesome. Hi, Carrie Moore. Well, hi to you, and thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Miss from Virginia. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I thought it was about time for me to come out and say hi to you. It's never too old. You're never too old to revamp and get that major definite purpose going, and give you a personal experience, which I have many of. For years, I've been told by doctors, you know, I've gone through my health stuff, Elizabeth, if you just would just drop that weight, a lot of your problems that you have, you wouldn't have. And I've heard it. And, of course, being a teacher, retired teacher for some years, I was the one always giving the advice. But it's really hard to take my own advice. And so would you believe the last medical episode I had, there was this one cardiologist that said to me, Elizabeth, you've come close this time to not being here. And I suggest if you're going to do something, you do it now. Well, this thing, for the first time and since 2000, I really got shook up. And I said, okay, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And I came home, and I started taking things out of my house, out of the pantry. And I have been, this is going on the third week, which is awesome for me. Third week. I have dropped 12 pounds. I'm going to say it out loud. 12 pounds. It's going on the third week, but I've got a lot more to go. But the thing is, I am visualizing myself as the new me, the better me. And if I can do it, like I said, I'm going to be another year older soon, Paul. I'll tell you when that happens. But if I can do it, you can do it. It's never too late to change. So that's it. I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, we love you so much, Elizabeth. You are such an inspiration.
That's fantastic.
Hey, guys, let's give Elizabeth a round of applause real quick. All right, Star 6, who's next? Come on out, guys.
Paul Hudgens, Anthony Williams from beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Man, I'm so excited. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, Anthony.
Oh, what's going on, Paul? What's going on? Man, powerful, Paul, man. It's a powerful call because, first and foremost, the way that it came out. And then, second of all, what Elizabeth actually just shared. And I don't know if anybody else caught it in the chapter where they was talking about feeling, talking about efficient action, but filling your present place, right? And it actually corresponds with what Elizabeth was just sharing because, you know, I'm in the gym and I'm trying to push my body to a point beyond I ever been before. And that's the thing about it, right? So efficient action we're talking about. And, I'm thinking about creating muscles in my body and everything else like that. But, you know, as I'm going over this chapter, it brings me back to the gym because of the fact that, you know, I can't develop muscles until I break down what I already have in my body. So I have to build up my muscles and then break it down and then fill my present place to where I'm at now as far as my body. So I have to push my body beyond my limits. I have to push my body beyond my comfortability. And this is the same thing the chapter is talking about, efficient action, filling your present place. So, I mean, I can't transform my body until I first make my body uncomfortable, you know, put my body in position to where, you know, I'm building, and then I come back right behind it and break it back down again. Man, I mean, it's just so powerful. And, you know, what Dr. Wallace is talking about, even in nature, even with getting rich, it's the same exact thing. We have to put ourselves in a position to where we're uncomfortable. We have to put ourselves in a position to where we're beyond anything, you know, we even thought about. Putting ourselves in situations to where, you know, we may feel uncomfortable. Putting ourselves in a situation where we don't know exactly what we're doing. Putting ourselves in a situation where we're confused totally. You know, putting ourselves in those type of situations to where, you know, we adapt. Because as human beings, we adapt to situations around us, and we adapt very fastly. But a lot of people, when they're actually trying to go out and fulfill, you know, their present place, the thing about it is that they get scared, and that the aspect of fear comes in. But if we can actually push past all of that, man, I mean, we have fulfilled our present positions way beyond anything that we can think of. And then I think about living life, period, as it is. I mean, that's how we should be living. Nature does that. Nature does that, and it states that in the book that, you know, basically nature does that, and then a new species is created. It pushed past its present position. It pushed past, you know, its present thing, and then something else is created. And it's the same thing with us. Man, that's so powerful. I don't know if anybody else caught that, but that was so powerful, so powerful. I just wanted to add that. Well, man, I'm excited this morning. Everybody, go out. Fill your present position. Back to you, Brother Paul.
Hey, Anthony, great thoughts, man. And, you know, you reminded me of law number 8 from the Law of Success, which we just finished studying, which is go the extra mile and perform more service than you're paid for, right? It's sort of the same idea, right? More than fill our present place, the habit of going the extra mile. Thank you for that, man. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Larry Coates, Boston.
Hey, what's up, Larry?
Good morning. I have 3 quick points. 1, Carrie, congratulations on stepping out and conquering your fear of speaking in public. You've already taken that step. You have already had victory. Congratulations. Elizabeth, congratulations on taking your health seriously, and I am praying for you because I totally relate. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and rather than letting it just take, even though I was on the low end of the scale and say, oh, it's not that bad, I've taken it to heart. I'm exercising. I've lost weight. I'm eating much more properly now. And I totally, totally relate to where you're at, Elizabeth. And I congratulate you, and I want you to know I'll be praying for you because I have a real sympathetic heart to where you're at. And then finally, on this morning's call, this was such an encouraging call to me because I know that I act inefficiently and ineffectively, and it's a lot of it's caused by my ADD. But, you know, Paul, when we were away last weekend, one of the messages that came through pretty strongly is that we need to simplify. And one of the things that I realized this morning as we were reading is that is the simple act of evaluating each and every action that I take to see whether I did that as effectively and as efficiently as I can, and seeing what I did wrong, and with that simplicity, I will become much more effective in my next action and much more effective in my next action. So it's just a simple matter of evaluating what I did right, what I did wrong, and improving each day and each hour. And I thank you for having read this chapter and for and bringing it to us, because it's going to help me immensely. Back to you, Mr. Paul.
Awesome, Larry. Awesome. Appreciate you, man. Star 6 Bill Moy. Next. Hey, Bill, Moy. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, family. Wow. I also commend Carrie and Elizabeth. You know, we talk about vision. We talk about our major definite purpose here all the time. But in the end, it's not worth anything if we don't take action. And Elizabeth, I don't know if you're familiar with Joe Cross. He did a couple of videos on fat, sick, and nearly dead is what he called it. He's from Australia. He was 100 pounds overweight. And he made his videos on his journey and also then helping other people lose weight. And he basically did a juicing diet. And I juice once a day, and I can feel the difference, like, within minutes. As soon as that all those nutrients get in my system, it's like caffeine, but there's no after effect. But, you know, back to taking actions, you know, I took this 8-week GKIC marketing course, and it was about building what they call a shock and awe package, which is you send your packet, your someone who asks for information, your book, your CD, your newsletter, a sales letter, 3 or 4 other pieces, and they get a box full of stuff. And it really kicked my hind end. It was really, really pretty intense. But the reason I took it was because it was about taking action. It was about, here's the template. Here's how you do these things. I probably would never have done all those things had I not taken that course. And so it was worth all the money I paid. And now I can use that for whatever I do in the future. And even if I don't need the whole, whatever it is, 15 pieces, I can take pieces out of it. But I was, so then as soon as I finished that course, then I was at a real estate seminar or a meeting, and this coach really brought in some great speakers, and he brought in this attorney, and who said he could show me how to buy real estate with no interest. I thought, well, that's pretty interesting. But I really was amazed how good of a marketer he was, and so I signed up for his course. And but last night we had the first conference call, and one of the gentlemen called in, and he was really kind of, you can tell he was sad. He was almost crying. He said he was 67. He'd been studying this material for quite a few years. He hadn't taken any action, but he wasn't ready yet. Like, okay, you're 67. You're not ready yet. I mean, that's like saying never. I would have been much happier if he said, I'm going to take action today. I'm going to start looking for real estate. So, I commend everyone on this call for taking actions. That's where we change the world. Back to you, Paul. Love y'all.
Amen to that, Bill. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Veronica in New York.
Hey, Veronica. Good morning.
Good morning to everybody. Oh, you all are so inspiring, especially, I think her name was Elizabeth, who was dealing with her weight. And I should write people's names down. That's what I need to commit to. The person who was afraid to speak in public, I'm so happy for these firsts, and they're really inspiring to me. I've been called upon to do something I haven't done in decades, and it's not in my job description, so but it has to be done. No one is doing it. I will be teaching the children some dance steps, some vigorous African dance steps. And I have not done anything like that in decades. So I'm listening to everybody and their motivation and their enthusiasm. And your enthusiasm was so infectious this morning. It was like you were 16. Your voice was going all over the place. It was so, you know, like catching. You know, I'm excited. So I just want to put that out there, say thank you. So I'm going to learn or relearn or go online and just refresh my memory and get myself ready to be jumping up and down for a couple of hours this afternoon. And I thank you all for your enthusiasm, because you're making me feel good from the very beginning of the day.
Awesome. You're amazing, Veronica. Thank you for being who you are and sharing that with us. Star 6 is next. Come on out. We do have a good 11 minutes left. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
It's Patricia.
Mr. Paul Titan Hutchins.
Hey, I think we had Patricia and then Chris. Was that Patricia?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Patricia.
Hello, Think and Grow Rich family. I love the enthusiasm. Paul, you are the best. You are the greatest enthusiast in the world, I promise you. And I really love the calls. What I wanted to know is there any way we can get this on CD? Because the recall for me is not enough. I need to hear this on a constant, continual basis. It helps me. It works for me.
Well, gee, thank you so much for that great compliment, Patricia. Right now, we've got all of the calls archived for download on our website, so you can sure download them and put them on CD. I don't know, maybe that's something we'll have to look at doing. But yeah, right now, unfortunately, we don't have CDs, but I appreciate that. Such a great thought.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have
you
a great.
Thanks for being here.
All
hey,
right.
Chris, what's going on, man?
Well, what's going on, Mr. Paul Titan Hutchins and the Think and Grow Rich family? You know, Paul, this is a powerful chapter. And one of the things that I was thinking about is that really, I'm a voracious reader, man. And I love learning. But one of the things that I thought about was that, you know, anyone who says they can multitask, they cannot multifocus. There's a difference. You hear a lot of people saying I multitask. Well, you can't multifocus. And you know, one of the things that I was thinking about is that the only two things that we also can control is the only two things we can control is we can control our attitudes and we can control our work ethics. And our work ethics are simply what we do and how we do it. And you know, just about 3 or 4 days ago, my wife, she loves for me to watch movies with her, that's just one of the things that we love to do. And I've seen a movie countless times, and I actually thought about this movie has some very, very profound things in it. And it's a movie called Shawshank Redemption, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you have seen the movie. But I think it's a very powerful movie, and it's a powerful movie about life, meaning that the only thing we can control is our attitudes and our work ethics. And many times, what happens in the past, our past can actually kill us and kill us from our forward progression in life. And what I mean by that, not giving away the movie, but it was very powerful, but I never really picked up on this. But those who saw the movie, there was a guy by the name of Brooks who's been in prison for 50 years. And Brooks got parole. And he'd been there for 50 years. Brooks got parole, and he got out of prison. And not too long after he got out of prison, Brooks committed suicide. He hanged himself. And one of the guys in prison told one of the inmates, you know, the old fool, he hung himself, and he said, no, he's just been institutionalizing. One of the things that I thought about, and I'll get into what the most profound scene of that movie that I had never seen, and I've seen that movie probably 10 times. But Brooks committed suicide, and he hanged himself based upon him constantly and consistently living in his past. He hanged himself and he committed suicide because he was addicted to his past, and his reality was based in his past, so therefore he could not have the forward progression and the positivity that happened in his life. Now, here's the profound part of that movie, and it really is about life, and this is what happens to all of us, it happens to people. There's a character by the name of Andy Dufresne, who was an expert at controlling his attitude and his work ethic, and based upon doing things in a certain way, in an efficient way. And he gets to a point to where he's crossing over from Shawshank Prison. And Shawshank Prison, I want to tell you, is nothing but it's metaphorical for the hell, it's metaphorical for problems, it's metaphorical for a lot of the things that go wrong in everybody's life. I don't care if you have money or not. That's all the prison is, and how you deal with it based upon your attitude, your work ethic, how you do things, and what you do. But there's a scene at towards the end of the movie when he's about to make his escape, and he's talking to his friend Red, and he says something so powerful, because your past can kill you. It killed Brooks, and it kills a lot of people because we constantly think about that. This is what he said.
She said, if you ever get out, I want you to do something. He says, what, Andy? What, Andy? He says, I want you to come to an island called Sewatineo. And he asked him why. He says, the Mexicans say that Sewatineo is the island that has no memories. And that was very profound to me, because when he was stepping and living in his major definite purpose mentally, and he stepped over into it, you can't do it if you have all this baggage coming along with you, because all that does is stagnates your growth. So I just really wanted to put that out there. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care who you are. Everyone goes through problems, but it is based upon the most important factor is the attitude that we have in getting through those problems and the work ethic that we have, because work ethic is simply how we do it and what we do. So I just wanted to put that out. Back to you, Paul.
Wow. Thank you, Chris. So powerful.
Thank you.
Joe Dalla.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
It's going super fantastic, and I know it's going super fantastic for everybody on this call, whether it appears to be going super fantastic or not. And this morning, with doing all that you can do in an efficient manner, more than fulfilling your place, more than filling your place. I had that today. Now, I talked about the moon, about what is it, half full, is it full, it appears a certain way. Now, I guess it's since I've consciously started looking at it, the moon was already there. It was always there. But this morning, I don't see the moon. So I guess the moon is in a phase where, with our natural eyes, we can't even see it at all. We can't even see the moon, period. Not a crescent moon, a half moon. It appears to be no moon. But I know every day that that moon just happens to be in my boss's corner, which I got from you, Paul. And first of all, again, you know, everybody, hello, Think and Grow Rich family. I love you all so very, very much. I know we're coming at times, so I want to be brief. But I love you so very, very much always, whether it appears to be or not, whether I say it or not. I always love you all. And the moon this morning, I couldn't see it. And it was the first time, but I guess it was other times when I was outside, where it wasn't there with my natural eyes, but I didn't pay attention to that. Consciously, since I started noticing it, it was always there in some phase of the moon, but I know the moon is always full. Now, this morning, it appears that it's not there. So now, I'm looking at today's call about more than fill your place. And I'm saying now, how can I more than fill my place in this Think and Grow Rich family and our mastermind? I said, what can I possibly do? What can I possibly say to more than fill my place in this Think and Grow Rich call? And then I seen the moon, it wasn't there. I didn't see any kind of way that I can more than fill my place with this Think and Grow Rich call. But now the moon again, it wasn't there. But now I know that it's there. But now it's in a phase where I can't see it at all with my natural eyes. So I know that it's there, and I don't know how can I more than fill my place, but I know I have to jump out and endeavor to more than fill my place, even with our powerful mastermind that we have. And what I can say is, it's always there. Sometimes it may look halfway there, a little bit there. Sometimes it may look like it's not there at all. It is always there, and I know that it's always there. And mastermind, Think and Grow Rich family, I love you all. We have it all of the time. And I can see it in my mind when I can't see it with my natural eyes. I know it's there, and through experience, it always appears. It always shows up. It always comes out. I love you all. Have a great, 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 super fantastic day. Bye.
You're awesome, man. You more than fill your present place just by being who you are, Joe, and sharing yourself with us. I appreciate you so much. Well, hey, guys, it's time to get out there and take action. So thanks for being here. I love you. I believe in you. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you all back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Bye for now, guys.
I'm sorry.
Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.
Way to go, Elizabeth. Keep going, guys. Never, never, never give up. Woo! Never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.